I make a difference. I make a difference. I make a difference. I make a difference. Four little words, but what a difference they make. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I make a difference. Yesterday, Ellen and I went in town to do some errands and for me to go to Apple and learn some more about operating my Apple equipment. And we did our work, and many wonderful things happened. But I'll relate just one or two of them. There were so many things that happened that if I were to relate them, I could go on for the entire length of time that we were in town. Because we always have interesting experiences. We always make a difference for ourselves and everyone else that we come in contact with. Now, we'll tell the incident of this one woman. We were in Costco. We were in the checkout line in Costco. And in the checkout line, there was a lady standing next to me, great big lady, a mama lady, who had a beautiful mint green dress on, and her hair was attractive, and a little straggly, but attractive. And she was signing her receipt at the counter for her credit card, and the clerk says, just sign here, and then she dropped the pen. And she reached down to pick up the pen, and in the process of reaching down to pick up the pen, oh, I just had four back operations, I can't quite make it. And meanwhile, I swooped down and picked up the pen, gave it to her, and I said, here you are. I said, you're holding perfect. You are the most wonderful, holding perfect lady I have ever seen. And I said all sorts of things that I don't remember, so I make them up. But you're all so fantastic. You're so glorious. You're and you know, you're a good-looking woman, too. You know, you're an attractive woman. You, with your smile and your charisma, you must have everyone just bowing to your desires because you're so wonderful. You're so fabulous. And she started smiling even more. And her back didn't hurt her anymore. She didn't even think about her back. And the clerk standing there says, And the box boy, Miss Perfect said he was an angel. And I said, no, he's an angel. The word angel is on his name. He's not Angle John, but his name is Angel. I said, you got an angel, it's your box boy. And you got a princess as your checkout girl here. I said, my goodness sakes, you certainly get all the royalty of the place whenever you do anything. And I said, you must really have a fabulous home. You must, everything in your life must just be great. And of course, the woman standing behind me, she said, Ellen.
Well, you see how he is uplifting her? You see how she's smiling? You see, look how she's beaming.
And Ellen said,
I said, well, that's his nature. That's what he always does. And golly, he is doing a good job. She could not stop admiring you, Herb, how you did it.
You can go on, but that's yeah. But then we said goodbye to the lady, both ladies, and the clerk, and the angel at the counter, and we walked out to get our merchandise that we had waiting at the side, and so here comes this lady, the big lady with a big smile, and she waves and her arms are going up and down and she's going by us, you know, saying hi, you know. And then the other lady who was behind us, she walked by us too, and she said, oh, you know, it's so wonderful to bump into you folks today. And then we got down to the outline to get out of the building, you know, show your little receipt. And there she is again. And hi! And then we walk out the door, and I turn around, and there she is again. She's standing there, and I said, what's going on here? And she said, well, I need help with my basket, you know. And I said, well, can I help you? And she says, no, this person here, the clerk, is going to help. So Ellen and I get in the car, and we drive out of the place, and there she is again, pushing her cart along, you know. And we wave, and we're in our car. How does she know we're there? You know, she knows, and she waves, and Ellen waves her hands out, doing hi, you know, and we wave, and it was great. Then, in Costco, we make a difference, you know, we really do. In Costco, they had at least 12 places where they give you treats, where they let you check out the merchandise, let you taste it, and so a little bit of soup, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some good stuff too. And so one woman was making friolis, and she was just doing a great job, and she was smiling and so happy and so joyous, you know. And I said, well, thank you very much. I said, I really appreciate this. Very nice of you to do this. Thank you. Oh, that tastes so good. Thank you. And then another young man came up, and he said, may I have one? She said, sure. He said, thank you. And he ate it and enjoyed it and walked away. And I said, do many people say thank you? Because two people, meanwhile, came by and didn't say thank you, you know. And I said, did many not say thank you? She said, well, I only hear those who say thank you. And she says, and as far as I'm concerned, everyone says thank you. And, you know, she said, sort of covertly and secretly to me, she says, there are a lot of nice people in this world.
Lovely.
There's a lot of nice people in this world.
Lovely.
And then I went up to another lady, and she was serving stuff, and as she was serving this stuff, she was making it so beautiful. And I said to her, what in the world do you have there? Okay. What in the world do you have there? They're early, aren't they? And they said, oh, she said, something very special. And I said, oh, yes, I can understand that. What it was tostadas with peanut butter and jelly in it. And she cut them in half, at cold, and served them. And delicious. Oh, my God. I said, every kid's going to mob this counter. She said, they do. But, you see, she says, I have the best substance, the best offering of anybody in the whole store.
Yeah, she has.
Because it's cold. All I have to do is thaw it out and cut it in half, and then everyone gets to have a slice. And at home, you get a whole slice. But it's filled with peanut butter and jelly. And I said, oh, my goodness, everyone must really love this. She says, they do. And she said, you know, every time I talk to someone like you, I just feel that this is the right job for me to do. I'm in my right place doing the right thing. And it's true. It's true. And then, of course, I met your namesake. I was standing there talking to one lady, and then on her breast was this big label. It said, Maria. And I said, Maria? Oh, one of my associates is Silva Maria Enns, you know. And she says, yes, Maria is a very sacred, special name. And I said, that's for damn sure, you know. I mean, that's for darn sure. And so she said, damn sure is right. And so I said, people who are called Maria think that they are something very special just because the Christ child was born by Mary, you know. And they all think that they are sort of linked to the Christ child and they're linked to that Mother Mary. And she says, aren't we? But you see, we do make a difference in this life. And it's not a matter of big things. It's a matter of the little things. I went into Costco and I talked to at least 25 different people, maybe more, but at least 25 different people. And I touched the lives of at least, of those 25 people, definitely, but probably quite a few more too. Because there were so many times that people were in a rush to get somewhere. And I took my basket and I pulled it aside to let them go through, because I was in no rush, I was waiting for Ellen, you know. And so they said, oh, thank you so much. Thank you for letting us go through. Thank you. And they went through. And I wasn't even doing them a favor. I was waiting for Ellen, you know. And but they thought it was a thank you thing. And you see, we make a difference by the little things. Now, I could have stood there in the middle of the path and said, to hell with you. Drive yourself around me. You know, I got as much right to be in the middle of the path here as anybody else. But no, I pulled to the side. And when I pulled to the side, each time, it was next to a goodie counter, and they had some beautiful little things to share. You see, good comes to you in overflowing measure when you are willing to be yourself and have fun. Now, yourself doesn't have to be an obsequious being that you're walked upon, you know. But I want each one of you to take this new title for yourself. And it's a Jewish word, but it's a good word. Take this new title and learn how to spell it and look it up and study it and realize that that's what you are. You are all a M-A-V-E-N. You're a maven. Each one of you is a maven. And I won't tell you what it is today. We'll talk about it another time. But each one of you is a maven. M-A-V-E-N. And this is not a bird. This is a special kind of being. Very, very special. And special beyond what you could ever imagine. So with that little titillator, we will withdraw from I Make a Difference until perhaps lunchtime, when we might talk more about the maven. Have a wonderful morning and a wonderful day, and know that I am always standing by you in every single way. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you.